Hey, Dave here from the Breakfast with Manny podcast, which comes from when my co-host Emmanuel, also known as Manny, and I used to meet regularly for breakfast. When we were discussing the shifting landscape of manhood, mostly by sharing our experiences and our struggles, as well as my coaching courses and my entrepreneurial experience, we realized many men could benefit from discussing these topics. So Breakfast with Manny is going to explore the unseen patterns that sabotage men from realizing their potential, healing, and getting the life, sex, career, and health they want, leading to a healthy masculine life. All right. Hey, everyone. We are here for another episode of Breakfast with Manny, as you all know by now, exploring healthy masculinity. Manny, how are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal, brother. How are you?
I'm awesome because we have Henry Ballett with us today. Henry,
how are you guys?
We're good, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Cool.
Thank you so much for having me, by the way. Seriously.
It's awesome to have you. So I think, you know, before we start, we'll just say to everybody, like, please subscribe. We always like to say that.
Awesome.
Super excited to be here. And today we're really exploring, you know, Henry reached out after the very first episode. I don't know if you remember, I showed it to you, Manny.
We started this project, and at the beginning, you never kind of know the feedback you're going to get. It's like, it's an experiment. And then Dave was really happy because he told me someone commented or messaged me about the video. And he was very hyped about it. So yes, basically I think you reached out saying
I did. It was so funny because Aiden, his son, actually showed me the podcast at school. So we listened to it. I think it was like 34 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just listening in class and I see how his dad is so open about so many topics in his life. I'm like, holy shit, this guy's really interesting. You know, like, let me go meet him and let me hop on the podcast. I'd love to go talk with him and, like, you know, learn more about you. Cause wow, seriously, how you were just super, how do I say, like, super, it was easy to you just to speak to everyone and talk about your problems, but not as it was a problem, you know, it's a fact. It's what happened. You were open about it, you know? So
I was
like, yo, let's go. Let's try this out, you know?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
We talked about it, but it inspires when, particularly as guys, I think we're able to open up, and you're a good communicator too, which also helps, I think, to pass out the message and with the stories and stuff.
That's right.
But, but it's good. But also cause, and one of the reasons also it was great to have you here, but today it's because different generations sometimes don't necessarily listen to the same things or not make us as intrigued. 100%. And that's why one of the reasons we also want to get into the you and your circle. Like, is this things we talk about, the yes or no type of stuff, you know? So
of course.
I think we have a lot of things we want to talk about today and I'm excited. I know you have a bunch of questions.
Before we hit it, maybe you could introduce yourself to our audience. Like, who is Henry Ballett? Like, who are you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Henry Ballett. I am a bit of everything, seriously. I touch a lot of film, designing, a lot of project management. Yeah, it's about me. I go to high school. Not high school. CGIP now. Oh my God. Time's moving so fast. See, exactly. But that's about it. Seriously, simple guy. Seriously, just another normal guy on the seriously.
Oh, I know you're not totally a normal guy. CGIP, for those of you that aren't based in, we're in Montreal. So CGIP is kind of like a gateway to university. So it's the equivalent of grade 12 you're in, right? Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess the first thing I'd like to say is like, you know, you're just a younger guy. Like you're 17, I think, right?
That is, yes, correct.
And, you know, when we go through, you know, I think you have all kinds of, like you said, you have these shoots going on. I know you were in LA not that long ago,
yes,
right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, first off, I guess, where do you think your fearlessness comes from? Like, where does that come from?
My fearlessness. Yeah. Okay. I think it's from my father. Seriously. He's very fearless. And like my grandpa also. He started his own business, swimming suit company. And, you know, he was very always getting to the point, going straight for the money. He's got it. He has a plan, you know, had it figured it out. Made my dad join him on his, you know, adventure. So, and I think also my mom and her parents too, they had this like hydro company back in the day.
Yeah.
And my mom went to work for my grandpa as like the CFO, if I'm correct.
Yep. Okay.
So she has a lot of talent there, but just seeing them working on their business because they own the Ensete company, the soap company in Montreal.
Yep.
And, you know, they've been doing this, if I'm correct, for like 10 plus years now. And seeing them work on this is such a motivation, I feel like. And I just want to go say to my mom and say, like, I did something too, you know, like look at me too, you know. But honestly, it's just for my fun at the end of the day. I enjoy doing this and I find a pleasure in doing it. Seriously.
Cool.
It's very fun.
Did your parents, by the way, particularly your dad, was it always in, he knew he wanted to be an entrepreneur and run the company, or that's something that he became did. Down the line?
It's kind of complicated. And the one, he did multiple CGIPs, if I'm correct, he had three of them. Okay. And he always switched because, you know, he had a bit of difficulty in school.
Okay.
But then when his dad approached him and told him to come and join him in the business and he'll teach him these skills, he agreed with it. I was actually talking with this with my mom yesterday, how he doesn't have a university diploma.
Okay.
So he had a lot of difficulty once, you know, the company was sold and my grandpa was done with it, you know. yes, he had a lot of money, but he wasn't ready to restart a new business. He was probably 70 by then, you know? Okay. So my dad was a little stuck for a big moment, but then my mom, you know, she decided to take on the incentive company and so on and so forth. Now we're all here.
Oh, cool. Exactly. You know, you're raising a really important point for a lot of guys and a lot of younger men, like kids that are 14, 15, 13, 16, like not everybody's made for school, right?
No.
And 100% not. No. And the other thing is so many successful people never finish high school, right? And, you know, I mean, my eldest son, he's got an entrepreneurial spirit, right? He's going through school too, but I noticed like he just has, like some people just have it in them. Did you feel like you'd kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit just all along?
It was really funny because last year when I did a Club Pink, where I launched a magazine for the underground scene in Montreal, I just feel like it came naturally because somebody had approached me to do it. And he was like, hey, can you just take these photos for this guy that had worked with Drake? I was like, fuck, okay, yes, of course. Cool. That's huge, you know?
Yeah.
So I started meeting the guy, 6-time platinum, We're in this like abandoned warehouse taking these photos, super sick. But I felt that like just that initiated something because one night I just did a whole plan on a pop-up on everybody selling things and unless having a fashion show. And I think that just sparked it all. And just I was able to like push through. And what was cool is that with high school, most of my classes, I was working on that. My teachers were letting me work on it and making me pass the class, giving me less work and understanding that, like, you know, I'm a level higher than others. You know, I'm more advanced. I don't want to be doing the schoolwork, you know. Clearly, there's an advantage in doing something else, you know. And it was a pretty successful event, you know. So I guess it's somewhere inside of me, you know. It's in my DNA also with my parents and all, so I'm not surprised.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. By the way, just out of curiosity, your teachers, you told them about the projects and they were like motivating you to
Some of them actually showed up. My math teacher showed up to my runway.
Oh, that's awesome. Very funny.
I feel like not every school or teacher would think about doing something like this. I also see a lot of positive attributes to want to do something like this because then it pushes someone to go explore maybe their strengths 100%. Instead of having to be kind of locked
outside
in a box.
The frame,
We talked a lot about being in the frame and the box. I feel like these can allow people potentially to work on something that can lead to an interesting path.
I'm not good in school whatsoever. I took history, geography in sec 5, not chimie physique. No, math, CST, not advanced math. Like very not smart in school, that's it. But when it's something that's like super interesting for me, I find myself with an ease to it, you know? So
you're describing like a flow, actually. Like that ease sounds like flow states. You know,
flow
which
states,
is super
yeah.
cool. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, man. So one of the questions we always ask everybody on Breakfast with Manny, and you know, I think you've probably heard of it, but there's a lot of talk around toxic masculinity these days, right?
Yes,
you know, guys being jerks or cheating or violence. And you know, Manny and I are almost like searching and redefining and looking for healthy masculinity.
Yeah.
So when I say the term healthy masculinity, what's healthy masculinity to you?
Okay, it's funny you bring this up because when I first listened to the podcast, that's what another thing that ignited me to, you know, reach out because I have a very similar perspective as you guys, you know, like I was raised to be very respectful, don't touch whoever, always ask for consent, you know, so I feel that healthy masculinity is mostly, you know, being someone respectful and respecting somebody's boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
And towards a girl or towards somebody you like, you know, there's no point of forcing them to do something. And I saw that in my recent relationship. Of course, I broke up. That's all right. But I was always gentle and I was always giving so much love. And if she didn't want to have sex or whatever, okay, who cares? It's not my main goal. I'm trying to spend time with you, you know, not with your body. Of course, it's a plus, but it's a different, you know, thing.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, following up on that, I guess, you know, so your era, like, you know, being 17, like you were brought up consent, you know, we talked about big time and all those things. One of the things we talk about on Breakfast with Manny is, you know, sometimes over consent can kill chemistry.
100%. 100%. Yes,
yeah.
For
so
sure.
How do you balance that as a young man?
I guess I have, to be honest, I do have trouble with it. Okay. I'm not able to completely control it. You know, it is something that you learn over time, you know? Of course that I'm going to respect it, but sometimes I'm going to do my own thing, you know, like it's myself. I'm not going to restrict myself or change myself for you, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I have still learning that, you know?
Still learning that?
Yeah.
Remember one of the definitions that you read of healthy masculinity?
By
with the
kid,
group thing,
yeah,
by the kid?
Yeah,
that is something
amazing.
About kind of like being a man or...
without harming yourself.
Without harming, exactly, which I think is...
I love that.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think what I'm hearing, and maybe, I don't know, it'd be interesting to get your perspective. Obviously, I'm in a completely different age bracket. Man, more like your dad than anyone. But dad's age, but you know, whatever. I still want to come to your parties. yeah, we got to get my invites. But, you know, this concept of men being a little soft, like almost too soft. And I know from a lot of the workshopping I've done with younger women being present, they're kind of like sometimes looking for guys to like be a little more
masculine,
a little firmer, a little more leadership. And what do you see with your friends? So like, you know, you're in a peer group, right? Yeah, and I'm sure it's a mixed bag, but what do you see with like, what are your buddies up against, and what are your buddies up against in relationships? And
it's so funny. I was about to bring it up. It's so funny to see, cause you know, I'm very surrounded of a multiple different friend group. I've met a lot of people in Montreal, you know, and I've met people, and I'm not naming names or I'm not saying anything wrong, but I've met people that have done things that I don't think that are right and that they're older than me, you know, and some don't share their age with certain younger people. So, you know, it's very super different crowds I've met, and the artistic world is so mixed and boundaries almost don't exist, you know? That's a big thing. But let's say closer friends of mine, you know, some of them are more players than others. Okay. Some of them are more relationship, and you know, I'm very about also my emotions controlling me and your head controlling yourself. I'm very more like, you know, I build an emotion when I'm with someone, you know?
I
feel that, like, by example, one of my friends, he'll let himself, his emotions control him. He'll fall in love with the person he sees instantly, you know? I feel that's a bad mindset, but it's also how he feels. That's how he is. Everybody has a different path, you know?
Yeah.
So it's crazy to think all of that, you know?
Dude, out of curiosity, the people in your circle, the girls you've talked to,
What's
their perception of masculinity? What is it, something that today with all the conversations, and I know sometimes the circles can vary because you mentioned the stage that you're going to, and sometimes, you know, there's groups that maybe are a bit more, have a harder time discussing about these things.
Yeah.
Do you see still a struggle, for example, something that gets triggered when we talk about masculinity today? Does it depend on the group?
I guess it does, but you know, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
I guess it does depend. It's because there's certain people that are just like, you know, super disrespectful towards this whole subject and like, oh, fuck men and all that. Like, okay, yo, but what did certain guys do? Some of we are nice, you know, like not here to be mean or anything.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, with some girls, I guess they understand. And I guess, like you guys said, they do want that firmness also and that controllness, because I feel that guys have gotten softer, like you were saying, over the years. Like recently, a lot of guys, you know, like, they're way softer with girls. Yeah. You know, they're the one cuddling up with them, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta change that up. But, you know, some girls do want that, but some guys understand it, some guys don't. You know, and I'm still, don't get me wrong, I'm still figuring that out, you know? Of course, I want to show my dominance, but if she wants to show it too, then, you know, I'll share that mutually, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, quick story I'll just share with you guys. I started dating someone recently, and after a very long break, so I was a little out of practice, but you know, it was interesting. Like, I do live by what I preach, which is, you know, in general, I definitely make the effort to sort of lead. What I don't want to do is say, like, I don't know, what do you want to do, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean I do it with a harsh hand, but I just, you know, I kind of told her last weekend, I'm like, hey, look, like, I'll figure out Saturday, leave it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, that feels great. But I also said, hey, Thursday's yours. Like, I'd love to do what you want to do Thursday. And she's like, are you leading me to lead? I'm like, yeah, kind of. And she laughed, and we talked about it quite openly. But I do know the younger set, there are some, you know, teenage girls that are pretty, you know, guys are a waste of time. Guys are, you know, this and that. And, you know, I mean, some guys are pretty difficult and some aren't. But we hope to maybe aim a little higher, right?
Yeah. Because what I'm trying to understand, though, because for sure it depends on the generation and just the individual, mostly, I think. People like different things.
For sure.
But, for example, Dave, your generation, I do feel, and from the feedback I've gotten from women, is they still like a guy who can lead. And lead does not mean being disrespectful, does not mean controlling. It just means, hey, like, this is what I propose we do. I have a plan. Let's do it. And, you know, bring on that person. Exactly.
Yeah.
And bring on to the adventure. Now, I've spoken to younger girls as well. My brother is younger and in that circle as well. And some girls are like, I absolutely hate when the guy suggests something. And they're very less open, per se. They think everything, or for them, what they like is exactly, you know,
completely equal.
Completely equal. Yeah. So that's where I'm trying to see. Do you think it's a generation thing? Do you think 100%. It's a more of a yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure, for sure. It has to. You know, over the years, we've seen it. You know, it changes completely. Changed. You know, but you know, I recently traveled to Berlin and Amsterdam, but it's a completely different world.
It was different there.
Oh, yeah. No. See, bro. Big example in Amsterdam, I went to the red light district. Yeah. Completely different world, you know. Like prostitution is legal over there, or whatever, decriminalized.
Yeah, it's decriminalized.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to get my terms wrong.
Fine. All good.
But it's crazy to think, you know.
Yeah.
And like people there, I don't know. I feel that like even the younger crowd's very more open. Or Berlin, my friends, one of my friends were talking to me. They went to this nudist beach, but everybody was nude. A group of friends, they thought it was normal, you know.
It's normal, yeah.
But for us, you know, we see that as like, oh, why are
we're
you nude?
We're repressed. Yeah, we're a little bit repressed.
Exactly, yeah. But. It's crazy to think two different worlds on the same planet, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I want to go back to what you said because you said something super important and I want this to come out. Leading is an invitation. Mm. It's not a control. So it's just like in the dance. I'm inviting you to come backwards with me, but you don't have to, right? So, you know, I think where a lot of women have issues is when they interpret it as control.
Yeah.
And it's actually just an invitation. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, but you know, I have to say, at least women closer to my age, like I've noticed, like if I say, hey, like pick you up Thursday at 8, dress casual, we're going to have a blast. Most of them are like, oh, I make so many decisions all day. This is great.
Yeah. Of
course. Most of them.
I just want to go have fun and don't open. Have to think about all that.
There's an openness to that. But there are women, you know, as we know, that are more closed and for good reasons. That's where it gets to be a bit of a challenge. But it was funny. I might have told you this before. I was with a German lady in at a program, and she was like so aggressive. We were talking about holding the door open for a woman, right? And she's like, I fucking hate that. and I made the point. I just said, look, like, I'm not saying you're like a weak loser by holding the door open. My intention is I'm just holding the door open. Like,
yeah, kind of respectful.
I'm not making any statement here, you know? And to her, it was a real insult. And I see that as her interpretation, right? So, but I mean, chivalry, I don't know, have you heard of chivalry? Like this old word?
Yeah.
Chivalry is like being a gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holding
a
car door open.
Yeah.
I assume at your age, that's not really.
Of
guys,
course.
Do you guys do that stuff?
Oh, you do. So on top of
it. You are. Always holding
it. Whether guy or girl, for me, it's respect, you know? You
gotta
walk the door. It comes also from the education you also said, right? You talk about your parents with the traditional side of being gentleman. And
exactly like that. I've teached my whole life, open the door for someone, hold it for them. Wait, even if I don't know them, if I'm in front of them, I'll hold the door. Like, I'm not going to walk in, let it close on them.
Yeah, we're all together here.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. You know, we kind of touched on it. I think we should dive in because this is going to be interesting. Let's talk about me at 17. And I hate to say the year, but I'll say it. I think it was 84. Ouch. That hurts. You were 17
around
in
2013. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you're 17 now.
Yeah.
So we'll go oldest to, we'll go this
please,
way. We'll
please,
go this
please,
way.
Please.
Sure.
So for me, 17 was, okay, a lot of drinking, a lot of hockey, because I grew up in Winnipeg, which was a hockey city. Nothing about consent. Like, we obviously.
Of course.
No online, nothing online. So paper porn, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one buddy's dad had Penthouse magazine or Playboy magazine, right? and I think at that time, most of the women were also natural.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of augmentation. Some very, very little, right? Mm-hmm. They were all natural.
Of course.
And I'm trying to think a nice way to say this. Not a lot of landscaping, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I went to a comedian at the Nasty Show. It's called the Nasty Show. The guy starts talking about sex in the mid-80s. He goes, I had to hack through the vajungle.
Back then, there was
none of that. I would say arguably, even though there were tattoos, probably less tattoos, I would say.
Oh, really?
Less piercings, for sure.
Oh, really?
I'd say less tattoos probably overall. But I think being 17 in our age, like, the biggest difference, I think, is just... There's another big one, which is in when I was 17, you know, someone else being like being gay or being homosexual was weird, they weren't treated very well. Right? Okay. There was no comfort. I mean, people still have trouble coming out of the closet, but back then
it was probably 84,
pretty rough.
No,
really rough. And so like a lot of differences in, like I said, no porn, for example, right? Like, which I know we'll talk about in a minute. So my 17-year-old stuff was a bit you know, I would say primitive at times. I think a lot of guys were not very sensitive to women. I mean, we still see that today, but in a different way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a bit of a wild time. Yeah. How about
from your generation to mine? I think that's where there's a huge shift, change. There's a major shift.
Yeah.
Of course, technology affects all the things you talked about, the magazines, all that stuff. Because when I 2013, when I was 17, you know, porn online was already the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, yeah, yeah. Okay. We checked today, and Pornhub was actually founded in 2007.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, I know. I know it's crazy. You think it's like more recent? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2007. So it was already common. Magazines was not a thing. It's all internet. But the aspect with women, for sure, or girls at that age, was already different. So I think Me Too happened after. I don't have the exact year. Was it after?
A little bit.
But there was already a lot of, I think, more. People wanted to be more conscious about everything that has to do with consent in specific.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you think your generation was the beginning of this softening we've talked about?
Oh, for sure.
That maybe has gone too far?
Yes, yes.
Around that,
But because I think every time there is something that goes too far, like for example, no consent, and then guys have no idea, and they're, for example, going to be disrespectful, then the other wave comes in of like, hey, you're all rapists.
Yeah.
And that goes very extreme. And so that creates guys to be like, oh, fuck, I don't want to be called a rapist. So now I'm just not going to do anything. And I'm not going to, you know, and I'm just going to shy away
from
girls.
I'll be neutral.
Exactly. I'll be neutral. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what happens usually when there's like something people are not happy with. And that's how we evolve also as humans, just by finding the good balance and not being always those extremes, right? The rapist or the person who doesn't want to talk to anybody who's like, oh, if I talk to a girl, I'm going to be a rapist. Yes, yes, stuff, you know?
It's funny that you bring that up because like I actually recently had that's sec four.
Okay.
So I had a little while back just before I was dating my ex. I had a rape boomer, you know, and everybody had came up. I hadn't had sex by then. So how was it even possible, you know?
Right.
But it was this girl. Wow. I was very jealous that I was trying to get this other girl. And
she made up that rumor?
Yeah, she made up the rumor saying had sex with someone invisible and, you know, that didn't exist straight up.
Yeah.
So and everybody, all the friends of my ex came up to her and they were like, hey, you shouldn't date him. Be careful. He's a rapist, you know, like, of course, that came and affected me a lot, you know, in the beginning of the relationship. She had to check through me and had to slow down the process of us getting together, but that's all right. It was better to have more time, but still, it was like a speed bump, I could say, seriously, in the relationship.
Wow.
So it's crazy
that's
to think.
Intense.
I don't know, but I guess also in the porn and all today, it's different. It's so accessible. You turn out your phone and you look up one website.
Anything.
There it is. That's
anything.
Personally, I stopped it. Yeah. I remember the first time. When was I? I think maybe 6 years ago.
Okay. Oh,
I don't know. I first started seeing anything started sexual online. So like a sexualized girl or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think from there, I think it just experimented trying to find out new things. Cause you know, it's such a thing that's curiosity drags you into that world. Cause you're like, I'm not supposed to be looking at this, but I want to know more, you know?
On this topic, you got introduced by people in your circle, or they happen online, just searching, browsing online. It just happened
on YouTube, actually.
YouTube.
YouTube was the first.
And you start getting curious, and then you start searching. Welcome to the internet.
I got into the rabbit hole.
Exactly.
Because speaking of rabbit holes, like I've heard, I don't know the stats. We'll have to look it up. But you hear that a lot of sexual dysfunction in like 20-year-olds because they can't, a regular woman can't really stimulate them, you know, because
they're used to that porn star
porn star is doing
the most unrealistic thing ever.
Whatever, right? But you know,
I haven't seen that porn yet, but I guess we'll have to.
We'll put a picture in picture on that one. Exactly. Yeah, maybe not.
But it's the unrealistic expectation, as you're saying, when guys are just consuming porn nonstop, and then they're going to have actual real sexual relationship. It's like, what?
Right. It's not what they think. You know, I'll share this with you. Like guys, not quite my vintage, another generation, like between me and Manny, like maybe mid-30s to early 40s.
All right.
I don't know how many guys that I've opened up a lot with. Yeah. You know, you mentioned opening up. So
of course.
I open up with a lot of guys and I've had guys tell me like, I'm addicted to porn. Like I masturbate to porn like every day. And so many bad things happen because of that. So they're shame. They feel ashamed.
100%,
right?
Of course.
Shame.
The post nut, shame, of course.
Exactly. And then they also feel they've also lost sensitization in their dick because they're hitting it too hard too often, right? So when they meet a woman, they can't really have sex. It's really sad. Like, do you talk to your friends at that level? Like, do you get that deep with a few of your friends?
Yeah, I'm a really good friend. I've had this friend since like maternelle, prior. How do you say that? Kindergarten. I've known him since kindergarten. Wow. So of course I've talked to him a bit about it. And, you know, to be honest, we're two different people, me and him. Let's see, he's way more into girls than me. He's way more pushing. Like, he'll go text them and all. Like, he's like low key. I guess an inspiration, but not in that domain really, because that's not how I function. But you know, he's good to look at. It's such a different perspective to see. You know, his eyes are so different than mine. You know, it's crazy to think all of that. But I had a few talks like that. You know, I guess at some point, of course, I was watching some of it.
Of course.
But I just don't see the appetizing thing about it anymore, you know? Yeah. At some points, it also just gets boring, you know?
Right.
But then that's where you're like, oh, fuck. Like, what if real sex is boring?
Right, yeah, right.
This is it, see? Yeah. Of course, like, I've had sex, but like, you know, it's crazy to think.
Question, and again, intergenerational, but I'm curious about, from your end, Dave, and you as well, Henry, but talking about sex back then.
Yeah.
How taboo was it? And I'm saying because between guys, I'm sure you always, like, that was probably already a topic.
It was all posturing back then. We were we were mocked in the macho era, right? We're a bit like, you know, we're in the, like, the Goddard era, right?
Yeah.
You know? So, sorry, I'll let you finish.
No, but I was saying, like, these discussions between guys, but also with women. Would you talk to girls about sex? Probably not.
Not much.
From what I know, probably not much. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you guys engage in talks about sex with girls your age, or is it still a little bit taboo, or it's kind of like
not at all? Actually, no, it depends with the person. I was talking about that last night, I can tell you that. With one of my very good friends, that's a girl. Was super open about it. Like, she's going through a lot right now, so I understand it too, but she was super open about it, because we had to, like, you know, assess the situation. Like, I don't want to get too much into personal things, but just you know, understand exactly what she wants. Is it actually the sex, is it the person, you know? All of that. But she figured it out that anyway, but
Well, I mean, I'll give you guys something, like, from the older chair, that even as you get older, I believe any area of your life you can still, like, kind of grow, learn, get better. And I think a lot of men, especially men, get into ruts with sex. They don't really study into you know, different ways, energetics of sex, sex as not just a way to get off, but actually, like, just like, maybe you'll have sex, maybe you won't, but, like, a lot of touching, a lot of kissing, a lot of, like, sensuality versus sexuality, you know, and seeing where it goes. And I think, you know, I mean, like I said, when I was 17, it wasn't about that. It was about, you know,
Well, it's just extremely physical, right?
Physical.
It's just about
there was no emotional component. There was with the women. Some, I mean, around 17, I definitely did some one night stand stuff. And you know what? You know, this is a bit off topic, but I'm going to say it. Something, and I spoke to this recently with someone. So everything shifted for me around that, kind of, when someone said to me once, like, you know, when you have sex with someone, your energy's in them. You leave a piece of yourself with them.
Of course.
And they leave a piece with you. So be careful who you leave a piece of yourself with. And I was like, shit.
That's very fair.
And I think it's fair. I think it makes a lot of sense. You're like, oh shit, that's true. So, you know, and so would you say most of your friends at 17 have had sex by now?
Yeah.
They would. Okay.
Yeah. I think, most of them have had sex.
Okay.
A few haven't, but that's, you know, because of certain things. Like,
sure.
Like, one of my friends goes to an all boys school.
Oh, there you go.
But he had more difficulty. Till this day, he has very difficulties talking to girls, you know? Yeah. And that's a big impact, going to an all boys school.
It is. I remember the guys, like, I went to a big university, and I had several buddies that went to an all boys school.
Oh my God.
There's thousands of people there, and I'm talking to every single one of them. they're like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to girls? I'm like, I'm talking to girls. Yeah. And they were like, they were vapor locked. They were just like, I don't want to do that yet. So it was pretty funny. But
in the era now of the Instagrams and the social media and stuff,
that's different. It's game changing.
Meeting people, and showing an interest, let's say, towards a girl. How does that work? Is it the DM life? Is it, do people go face to face anymore? Let's say at a coffee shop and talk to someone. Does that ever happen?
The thing is, I'm not exactly the right person to ask
this.
Okay. To be honest, I'm not the one to go and text you like on your story, hey Shadi, how you doing? How you know, how you know.
No, slide into the DMs. No.
I'm not very, I've never done it actually. Okay. Never slid.
Oh, cool.
I'm very more, you know, as I was talking earlier, I'm not someone that's gonna leave, like I'm gonna look at a girl and say, yeah, she's pretty. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I want her so badly. Yeah. I'm gonna let myself meet her.
Yeah.
Know, get to know her very well. And if we have a similar energy, then yes, of course I want more, but you know, of course I'm gonna think about the choice beforehand, you know? Yeah. So I guess, yes, I've seen my friends do it. I've, of course, like, you know, it's so easy. Some people are just looking for sex, are just looking like one night stands, you know? Some people aren't, you know, it doesn't matter. But you can't tell the person online who you're gonna go meet, what they are like. You're texting just a virtual version of them, a fake person, you know?
But for example, the initial step to like say, I wanna maybe go on a date or I want us to hang out together.
Yeah, it's in person.
Okay, cool.
A lot of, I think my friend group keeps that pretty in person, you know, all the time.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's good to meet the people, you know, like, it's a different energy being together and not being together, you know?
Yeah.
It's two different vibes. Love that.
No, I totally agree.
Well, we talked about that. Like, yeah, I mean, I recently approached a woman in a coffee shop, which I haven't done in a long time. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was really cool about it was when we started dating, we were dating, and she's like, we don't even know how old each other are. And what was fun, she's really cool. I'm seeing her now. And what was cool was she's like, let's not even know for a while.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks, even know. And I'm like, that's fun. I thought that was actually cool. Mm-hmm. But it's so different when you energetically, you're not approaching some 2D fake list of attributes,
no,
right?
No.
It's really a lot better.
But, you know, actually talking about age, it's funny that you bring that up because, you know, I on a certain level, not trying to get caught on anything, but, you know, at some point, age is also just a number.
Right.
At 100%. Some point. Of 100%. Course, under 18, you know, consent and all that, but, you know,
you're
I'm
right.
just saying that.
You're right.
It's just age, you know?
Well, I am older than her, and she's like...
How old is she? Don't say that. Forget about that.
No, I don't mind. I'll say it this way. She's 12 years younger.
Okay, cool.
But, she's... I'm a pretty energetic person. She's like, you have more energy than most of the 45-year-olds I meet.
Young soul.
Young soul. Because I hang out with Manny. That's why. But I want to switch gears a bit to, like, what... I'll ask you first and then about your friend group. But what are some of the challenges you face, like as a teen, today's society? Like, what are you up against? What do you find is a real challenge?
Wow. That's a good question. You know what? I guess that, you know, I don't really have any issues because I just do my own thing. So I'm not, you know, onto that.
Okay.
But I'm so sorry. I don't know. Someone keeps calling me. It's like the eighth time. Okay. It's not important. But I guess... It's not talking to girls. That's not an issue.
No.
It's not talking to someone new. That's not an issue. You know, I guess it's getting judged is such an issue.
Okay.
I guess so. You know, your perspective about people. Also, keeping a good rep these days is very hard. You know, people see you so many different ways on just the small things you do. I think that's the hardest part to like master, you know?
Yeah.
You create yourself an identity online, you know? Like personally, my Instagram, I completely redesigned it. You meet me, maybe I'll give you similar vibes, but not as much. You know, I'm a different person.
Okay.
So I guess that's a challenge.
It feels like the getting accepted in today's era because of technology and social media probably went like exponentially to a larger reach than what it used to be. Because I'll give you an example. Like maybe in your generation, you did something, a mistake, whatever.
Yeah.
They don't like you at your school.
Yeah.
You switch to a different place and it's a whole different story. But now with the internet and online, it's like, like you have a personality. People know you. The reach is so much bigger and larger right now.
Yeah.
So I do feel like what you're saying about the reputation and feeling, you know, judged and all stuff is...
It's the biggest part today. It's the biggest challenge, you know? Everybody's trying to be famous, making it on top, the first one. Loved by everyone. Like, of course, that's what I'm trying to do. Everybody likes
me.
Because
you want to fit. Yeah, everyone wants to fit basically to some extent.
I just do it because, you know, it's how I grew up. So whatever. People are like, oh, you're too nice. But no, it's just that's how I am. Like, you can be the same if you want to, you know? You don't have 100%. To be like how you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Choose who you are. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. And what would you say I'll split it, actually. What do you say your guy friends are up against? What do you see, like, what do they come to you and say, oh, man, I'm really down about?
It's because, you know. Personally, I don't have much problems. So when people come up to me, you know, I try to understand the best that I can. And sometimes I do, you know, I'm able to give some similar advice or some good advice, you know, I guess, you know, some of them it's with girls sometimes.
Girls?
I see that a lot, unless it's very socially acceptable. I think that's the biggest part of it. Everybody's trying to always fit in. Just by doing one thing, you could be disliked by a friend group that you think that's cool, you know?
Okay.
Like, people don't like you just because you did something, you know? Okay. Like, it's very sensible on how you can, like, migrate yourself into, like, a new friend group, you know? It's extremely tough.
Yeah.
So people are scared to leave the friends, even if they're mean, you know?
Ah, okay.
So that's another thing.
You can stay in a very toxic environment just to be...
But you know,
we don't want to be alone, right?
I'm not saying that I am in a toxic environment. My friends are super nice, you know, but I've had things that have happened. Exactly, yeah.
No, for sure. That's...
But for you guys in your generation, must be similar, no?
It is now. I mean, now that we're with technology and things like that, like...
I would argue yours is probably... I'm not saying, like, less, that challenge probably less. Other challenges, but that one, I feel like maybe
it was less until now. Like,
Really? That, well, okay, now I'm
on...
Insta-
like, I'm on... I have a small presence on Instagram and Facebook and... You know, I would say, like, when we started, we talked about getting canceled, remember? We're like, oh,
is getting canceled still
a
thing?
We're going to say something stupid.
Yeah, that's a complete thing. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
we're like, we're going to say something stupid and we're going to get canceled. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, we made the decision together. We're like, you know what? We think this is going to help a lot of guys. And if we get canceled in the process.
But the reality is, hopefully not. The reality is we haven't said literally anything that's, I would consider.
Too crazy.
Yeah, it's not too crazy. I think we're saying common sense things that a lot of guys resonate with, a lot of guys also in pain when to talk about, and that's it. And if we get canceled for that, then oh well.
Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on.
Exactly. This is what I love about the podcast. You know, you guys are open about it. That's like what I want to do with the new project. Yeah. Everybody's included no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
It's my opinion. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Okay, cancel me if you want to. You're just looking for beef. That's it, you know? Like,
Exactly.
I love that of you guys, seriously.
Man.
You know?
Thank you.
I find it very inspirational, seriously.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, watching what you're doing at your age, I'm like blown away, man. It's awesome.
I appreciate that.
I think it's... you know, this whole thing about getting canceled and all that. I go back to it. I've made this plea a million times, like disagree with my my statement, my opinion, but don't make it personal.
Exactly.
And it happens all the time. People are like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. No. I might have said something stupid, but don't let that define you for the rest of your life, you know? So it can get a little weird, but yeah, for sure.
It sucks. Yeah, I don't want to bring up anybody. Make them Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau,
blackface. Like, that's not like, it's not horrible. Yes, it's wrong.
It's wrong, yeah.
But it was like...
Contextually,
it was so
during a sensitive era, right?
You know?
But that was the... Yeah, it was, I think, also a prime... cancel time in which everyone would bring out things from the past. You did this when you were 19.
Super stupid.
Yeah. There's always, again, the extremes that happen and people going crazy.
Well, I talk to people about that. So, you know, it's funny, like the woman that I'm dating now, like we chatted about our past a little bit, right?
Very
and
fun.
She told me some stuff I will not repeat.
Out of respect, I hope, of course.
She told me some stuff and then she's like, how do you feel about me after that? I go, I'm like, look at what I told you. Like, look at the crazy shit I did. And, you know, we all have a past. We're all human and we all deserve to some degree, like, understanding. I mean, obviously, away from things like rape, murder, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about bad decisions or drugs or, you know, doing something stupid. But, you know, it's funny. I think the real difference for you at your age, I do think social media is probably the biggest difference.
Oh, it's such a competition.
It's so big these days. Yeah.
It's horrible.
What advice? I mean, you're a very grounded, happy, moving ahead, purposeful guy.
Thank you.
Right? Inspirational. There's a lot of 17-year-old guys that are struggling.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the day.
Like a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. What advice would you give them?
Be yourself, but that's the worst advice you could give to someone, you know? Everybody says, be yourself. Okay, fuck, Steve, what does that mean, you
right,
know?
Right, who am I?
Hey, yeah, exactly. You got to figure out yourself, you know? Yeah. Like, in class, I see these guys and nothing wrongs with nerd. Yeah. It's good to be smart. Stay smart, you know?
Yeah.
But they, of course, have difficulties with, like, social skills, by example.
Right, okay.
So I guess the best advice for everyone is, I guess, just, you know, try to relax and be comfortable into your own skin. And that takes time and be patient. That's the key to everything, you know?
Yeah.
You know, give yourself time. Sure, I personally, maybe this is very bad advice, but try drugs, you know? Maybe, just saying. I'm kidding. But
we just got canceled.
Nah,
there it is.
I'm playing.
We manifested it. Fuck.
I think the era of anxiety also is a big thing, right? People like social anxiety who are so scared to talk to people. Oh, yeah. But it's also because it's so easy now if we're in a group and we got to meet people to just go on my phone. Like I'm just right now scrolling and I don't have to interact with the other people. I'm so scared of being rejected.
Yep.
And it'll be socially acceptable. You may be doing something important. People could think, oh, he's doing
It makes it seem like you're not being rejected and you're fine. You're doing your stuff.
You're actually
People are scared.
I got my likes.
People are scared. I think the comfort zone thing, I think, applies literally to everyone, to any generation. When I was in Sejep and I had a little part moment in which I was scared to talk to people, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm being judged all the time. Going out of my comfort zone, saying, fuck it. You know what? I'll do public speaking. I'll go out there. I'll meet people. That's what makes you kind of build that confidence, and after understand who you are deep down, and it's difficult at first because then you're stressed and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, I'm so scared. But guess what?
That,
life is gonna punch you in the face.
It's going to punch
you get
in
used
the face.
To it, and I think it's I think it's such a beautiful relief once you release it. Like you make it on
the
top.
Feeling after.
Oh my
the feeling
God,
after
amazing,
is incredible.
You know? That's great advice. Seriously.
Yeah, and
don't do drugs.
And Dave.
Forget the drugs.
Forget the drugs.
Dave. I mean, we talked about it already, but you going dancing. You did something after. Yeah. You basically danced in public in front of people.
In front of a couple of younger women.
That's fun.
And asked them for money.
Yeah. But I know
people don't carry cash, so it kind of.
I know it's something you probably would have not done before.
Never, no.
Because it's
I did it. Someone challenged me. You know what it was? But there's rejection. There's embarrassment. There's so many things. And I was like, as I've gotten older, I've realized like I'm moving towards doing more things I'm scared of. I'm like, I'm scared of that. Ooh, I better go do that. And then once you overcome that fear, you that's where confidence comes from.
Exactly. It's a skill. I don't think it's something that's, you know, in your DNA. It's a skill you learn.
It's a skill. 100%. I agree. Yeah. Most people, it's a skill that you flex and you learn and you flex and you learn. So, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're getting close to the end. I'm just trying to think. I have one. There's one thing brewing I wanted to ask you before we go. Is my kid okay?
No, I'm just kidding. I haven't seen him in such a long time.
No. I know you guys are going to hang
after
this. I miss
him so much. If he comes back in time, I'd love to say hi.
He's
going to
say hi, for sure.
Of course.
That's cool. How about you, Manny? Any last questions?
I appreciate you coming in.
Guys, thank you for the invite. Seriously, this is very fun.
Appreciate you coming in. It's really cool to hear from your generation, and particularly you as an individual, because I think Dave said it, but we mean it when you see certain individuals that are building and constructing a route for themselves, and it looks like you're on a good path. So I hope you continue like this, and let's keep growing, and please inspire the people around you to want to continue to work on themselves.
Thank
I think
guys.
It's the most important thing.
Very kind.
Really cool. And I think the last thing I'll say is, you know, you said it, you have a few buddies, and I've done it, where women are the focus, right? You're just like women, and you forget that actually what really will help you in your life is to sort of have some form of mission or purpose.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're on that. So it's pretty,
of course,
it's
you got
to
be careful with your emotions. It's a dangerous thing to have, you know?
Absolutely. You got to manage them for sure, man. Well, thanks so much. So again, good to see you, bud. Henry,
see you as always.
Thank you guys. Seriously.
And to the audience, I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, again, having you come on and reach out.
Yeah, of course.
When you reached out and go, I love the podcast, I'm like, oh shit. Like,
there's people listening, people watching this.
This super cool 17-year-old like my podcast. Like, it made us, it gave us some confidence.
That's
which
cool.
We really needed.
I'm glad
so
it did. I'm glad
it was
it
super
did.
Cool, man. All right. So don't forget to subscribe.
Yep.
Manny, any last words?
Let's fucking go.
I love it.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. See you, everyone.